Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, and this is from the New Living Translation. Paul's prayer for spiritual growth. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, for ever and ever. Amen.
Good morning from New Baptist Church. It's really lovely to sort of kind of be with you this morning. I was really looking forward to visiting you in person. You know, the last time that we came, we had such a good morning and we came away with a real sense of what a welcoming and friendly church you are, with a real love for each other and for God, and a really big heart for the community. So it is really good to be with you this morning. Now, I'm just gonna bring a little thought, a little word to us this morning, which I have entitled The Trouble with Roots. Now, you may look at me this morning and my hair and assume that I might be talking about the hair variety of roots, but actually I'm not. I'm gonna start by talking about the kind of roots you might find in the garden. But some ladies and maybe gentlemen might understand when I tell you how thrilled I was when my hairdresser texted to say that she'd be coming down to cut hair again when she's allowed on the 4th of July in full PPE in our gardens. And it just kind of struck me afresh what a crazy time we're living through at the moment. But there we go. So the trouble with roots. Now, I don't know about you, if you've tried to develop any skills during lockdown. I think probably we all had some aspirations at the start. In my family, so my husband, he's actually Matt, he's been in the kitchen. We joined one of these companies where they send you fresh ingredients and recipes. So he's been developing his cooking skills. My daughter Rachel, she's been perfecting her TikTok dances, if you know what they are. And she's also been doing a bit of calligraphy, learning that skill. My son Joel, he's perfected the art of staying in his pyjamas for as long as possible before he gets told to change them. And for me, I have to say that for the first time, and this is a little bit embarrassing, but the first time of being, since being a homeowner for more than 20 odd years with my husband Matt, I've actually ventured into the garden and I've done a little bit of gardening. Now, like I say, that's a bit embarrassing to admit, but you know, ever since I've had a home, I've actually had a gardening fairy. So every so often in the spring, in the summer, I'd come home from work and the hanging baskets will have been replaced by the gardening fairy. The pots in the back garden, the old dead flowers that I'd failed to water had been removed, and new beautiful plants had been put in its place, all thanks to the garden fairy. But of course, due to lockdown, the garden fairy, also known as my mum, hadn't been able to visit. And so during that really hot weather, that beautiful sunny weather, I looked at my garden and I thought, Mandy, do you know what? Maybe it's time for you to have a go yourself. And so I went to, when the garden centres were back open on that weekend, I went to a little shop and I stood there looking rather confused, asking the man, is this plant okay for a hanging basket? Is this plant okay for a pot? And I came away with a whole array of beautiful coloured flowers, geraniums and some fuchsias and other plants that I'm sorry, but I just don't know the name of. But I came back with the aim of making my garden look beautiful once again. And the pots were easy, they were okay. I had a go at the hanging baskets, they were also okay. And then it came to, in our garden, we've got two concrete troughs if you like, built into the patio. And I had plans to put in there some really pretty geraniums standing up tall that would just add some colour. But as I investigated a little bit further, in the trough on the right, I noticed that a bamboo plant, I don't know if you know anything about bamboo, but a bamboo plant that was just located nearby had begun to sprout up inside. It found its way inside this trough. And therefore I knew that I could put some pretty flowers in there, but it would be ruined and spoiled by this bamboo that had begun to sprout up. And then as I looked a bit further around the patio, I realized that actually this bamboo had also started to creep its way through some of the cracks in the paving slabs. Now, I don't know a lot about gardening, but I do know from some conversations with the gardening fairy, aka my mum, that actually it's no good just cutting off the top of the shoots, because obviously it's just going to come back. I knew that you have to get the plant out by the roots, otherwise it will just keep coming back and coming back. And it was spoiling the look of the garden. It was an unwanted plant. And so I thought, right, well, it's got to come out in order for my beautiful flowers to go in. But I don't know if you've ever heard of the story or remember it as a child of the enormous turnip. Do you remember that one? Where there's a big turnip and the farmer, he pulls, and then the farmer's wife comes and joins in, and she pulls with the farmer, and then the cat and the dog and the cow and the horse, they all join in pulling the turnip out of the ground, but it won't budge. Well, I tell you now that I tried to pull that bamboo out, and even if I'd have had the whole of the England rugby team with me, there is no way that that bamboo was going to budge. And as I began to dig down and see what the problem was, what I discovered was a whole tangled mess of roots, thick, strong roots that were just covering the floor. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Mandy, this is a really lovely feature for Gardener's World, bamboo and its roots, but what on earth has this got to do with a Sunday morning talk, and how is it going to help me in my spiritual growth and my spiritual life? So as I was kind of looking down and marvelling at this tangled web of roots that had taken hold of this little trough, it kind of got me thinking about how sometimes in our lives we can allow little seeds, unwanted seeds, to take root in our heart, and we leave them unchecked, and they begin to take a hold. What am I talking about? Well, I think it's fair to say that, you know, not one of us has probably lived through our life without being unintentionally hurt by somebody else. Is that fair to say? I think it probably is. At the same time, it's also fair to say that probably none of us have lived through our lives without intentionally or unintentionally hurting someone else, saying something, our actions that have had an impact on someone else. And sometimes it's like these seeds are scattered into our hearts, and gradually they begin to take root if we don't deal with them. Seeds of anger, maybe seeds of unforgiveness, maybe seeds of a sinful habit that can kind of creep in and take root. Paul, in his letter to the Hebrews, he talks specifically about bitterness. And he says, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. You see, these kinds of roots of wrong attitudes, of wrong thinking, of hurts and unforgiveness and bitterness, what they do is they cause us trouble. They take root in our heart, and then gradually they begin to affect our actions, and you know, they can spoil the beauty of what God wants to do in our lives. And gradually, a bit like my bamboo, they can even creep out and start to show up in other areas of our lives. So it's really important that we deal with them. Now, another thing that I've noticed over the last few months as a novice gardener, shall we say, is that there are certain conditions where rapid growth is caused. So that kind of mixture of sun, rain that we've been having, I've noticed that the plants and the weeds simultaneously, in these conditions, they just grow. Their growth is accelerated, it's rapid. And I was thinking about how the fact that our conditions, the world that we are living in at the moment and all that is going on, I think it's possible that during these times that we can also experience rapid growth of perhaps seeds that are unwanted in our hearts. What do I mean? Well, during lockdown, we've been told, haven't we, stay at home, keep safe, stay at home, keep safe. And now gradually, as life is beginning to return a little bit to normal, sometimes it's possible for a seed of anxiety or a seed of fear to really take hold and make roots in our heart and grow quite rapidly. In the same way, you know, worries for the future, you know, how's life going to get back to normal? You know, what do I do if perhaps my job is not safe anymore? Will I be able to go to a restaurant again? When can I see my family again properly? All these worries and concerns again can take root and grow quite rapidly. Maybe seeds of doubt, you know, where is God in this situation, in this mess that we find ourselves in? You know, is he really there? Does he really care? Again, that little seed can take root and grow quite rapidly in the conditions that we're living in at the moment. Maybe as I'm speaking now, you're already thinking about a root of bitterness that perhaps has been there for a while. You know, someone hurt you in the past, someone caused you some unwanted pain, and you know that root's there and it's been left unchecked. Maybe as I'm talking right now, you're thinking, yeah, I have allowed a bit of fear to take root in my heart over the current situations, maybe wrong attitudes. You know, I've not been thinking as Christ would think. Maybe a sinful habit has allowed to kind of sneak into our hearts again and take root. So this morning, my challenge to us is not to leave it unchecked, but it's time to deal with it. So I knew that bamboo had to come up. It had to come up from the roots. It was no point just snipping it because it would just come back again. And the problem was, it was really hard. Those roots, there were some large roots, there were some smaller spindly roots that had wrapped themselves around stones and attached themselves to the wall. And the other problem was, it was quite a small space, so it was hard to get the spade in properly and to dig those roots up. Plus, one of the walls on the trough was a little bit wobbly, so I had to be a bit careful. But those roots had to come up. So I did the sensible thing. I phoned the gardening fairy. I phoned my mum and told her about the problem that I was having with bamboo. And first of all, she said, well, I did tell you it was there and it needed looking at. And once we moved past that, she said to me some very wise words. She said, what you need to do, she said, the ground is very hard. You need to soak the ground. She said, if the ground is soaked, it will be easier to pull the roots up. And it really helped. So I soaked the ground with water. And what I found was that as it was drenched, and actually a few days later we had an absolute, because I couldn't do this all in one go. It's taken quite a long time. But a few days later we had some real torrential downpours of rain. And so when I went out the next time, having soaked it with the hose and having a good soak from the rain, I found that actually she was right and the roots was slightly looser and easier to pull away from the wall. And I began to be able to pull up, still hard work, but pull up some of those roots that had just really taken hold in that small area. But it wasn't quite enough. And so in the end, having got my spade in there, I realised that wall needed to come down. It was a very wobbly wall. I just moved the wall backwards, the wall came down, and then out came the roots. So we need to make sure, we need to try and just make sure that those seeds, those unwanted seeds and those unwanted feelings and attitudes and bad habits, that they don't take root in our heart. But what if they do? You know, what if we're sitting here and we're thinking, you know, yeah, I have a little bit of bitterness from a past situation, or I have some fear about the current situation. Well, just as the water in my story of the bamboo kind of soaked the hard ground and made it easier for those roots to be removed, well, in the same way, we have a helper. We have a counsellor. You know, we have the Holy Spirit, who is actually symbolised in the Bible by water, and who will come when we sit in his presence and just saturate our hearts and soften the hard ground, allowing the unwanted parts to be removed. He helps us to let go of past hurts. He helps us to give up our current worries. And he helps us to deal with those sinful habits that stop us moving forward and might prevent us from showing the beauty of what God has done in our lives. In Titus 3, it says this. It said, "He saved us because of his mercy. It was not because of good deeds we did to be right with him. He saved us through the washing that made us new people through the Holy Spirit." And the word that is used for kind of washing, it's like having a bath. You know, the Holy Spirit, through his love and through his power, he cleanses us. And as we spend time in his presence, you know, he can just soak our hearts with cleansing and his renewing power. I've known it for myself. You know, I've had times in my life where, you know, there's been something that's been troubling me, a root in my heart that's been causing me trouble. And, you know, I've not needed to talk to anyone else about it. I've just sat in the presence of God and just the Holy Spirit through my tears and through my kind of just sitting and my outpouring to him, he's managed just to take the root away. You know, he's loosened the root of unforgiveness or bitterness that I've allowed to grow in my heart. In order for God to fully do his work in our hearts, then sometimes, just like my trough outside, the walls need to come down, you know, so he can really get in. We're very good, aren't we, at sometimes putting up kind of walls, because we don't really want people to know what we're struggling with or what we're really thinking or what we're really feeling. And it's okay, we don't have to tell everybody, but we do need to bring it before God. You know, we need to come to him and we need to be open and we need to be honest and we need to be able to pour out our hearts to him, because that's what he wants. We're his children. He wants to know, you know, what we're struggling with. He wants us to tell him our fears and our worries. He wants us to confess our sins to him and ask him to help us, you know, to forgive or to replace bitterness with love. And when the walls come down and when we come to him in openness and honesty, he'll help us. As I was looking at those roots and kind of struggling to pull them up and thinking perhaps about the trouble of unwanted roots, because the bamboo is unwanted in my garden, it also made me think for a moment about the other side, the reverse, about the roots that we do want to grow in our lives. Roots of faith, roots of love, roots of hope, roots of trusting, and just how important it is for those to be strong in our lives so that when the storms of life come along, you know, we don't easily get moved or swayed or blown away. You know, I was teaching a year one bubble, as we do now, a few weeks ago, and we were learning about the life of a plant and the parts and how each part has a really important function, and the roots are what keep it strong and grounded so that it is secure in the soil. And in the same way, you know, as we heard from that passage read earlier from Ephesians, it's really important that the right roots grow deep down in our lives. It says in that letter that Christ will make his home in our hearts as we trust him. And Paul says, you know, "I trust that your roots will grow down deep into God's love." And we need to spend time just developing the roots that we do want in our lives. Like I say, roots of trusting God, firmly trusting God. Roots that grow deep in faith and in love. And as we spend time in the Holy Spirit's presence, as we spend time with him kind of drenching our hearts, by that very nature of what we're doing, what we're investing by spending time with him, you know, and as he helps us unroot those things that we don't want, in its place he plants new seeds. So where there was unforgiveness, where there was bitterness, you know, he will replant love and he can replant joy in our lives. Where there was fear and anxiety, he will replant seeds of peace and seeds of patience. Where there were seeds of perhaps bad habits that had taken root, as we allow him to gently remove those from our lives, you know, he will sow in to our hearts self-control and goodness. So the trouble with roots: let's keep searching our hearts and allow God to search our hearts, just to reveal any kind of seeds that have taken root in our hearts that just shouldn't be there. Wrong attitudes, you know, sinful habits, wrong thinking, unforgiveness, anxiety, fear. And let's just allow the Holy Spirit to, as he drenches our hearts with his presence, just to gradually, you know, remove those roots as we work with him. And as he does so, he will plant new seeds in our hearts that we do want to take root, and that they will take root firmly into God's love. And as we begin to develop those roots, then slowly and surely fruit will appear in our lives. Fruit of love, fruit of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, which benefits us because our lives will be all the better for it. But more importantly, it brings glory to God, and also it lets the world see what it means to walk with Jesus, to have him as our friend and have him as our saviour, and the difference that he makes in our lives. So thank you for listening to me this morning. I hope you have a really good day, and hopefully I shall see you soon.